Hi, and welcome to MR Explorer, where friends Z Johnson and Christina Perkins get together on a regular basis to learn and explore different topics regarding the market research industry. Welcome to today's episode. We hope you enjoy. Hi, welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Z Johnson, and with me is Christina.
Hi, Z. I say I'm back, but you're back too.
We're both back. It's been a minute.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. I did not realize until you mentioned it that it's been about 9 months since we sat down and talked and recorded a chat is really what it boils down to.
Yeah, recorded a chat. I've seen you. You've seen me a couple of times in the last little while. Yep. But this is the first time that we're coming back to the pod. Very excited. We have a lot to discuss. I know we're kind of like starting in the middle of what is typically our season. So this season, I think, is going to be a bit of a more brief season. Which is fine, because I think our little summer breaks are very important to us. Like,
super
balance.
Important.
We need balance.
Yep.
But I'm really excited to be back. I think this is a great outlet for both of us, but I think that they're just really fun conversations, and I'm excited to start recording again.
I was gonna say, I actually think the nine months that we kind of took off have been really good. I think both of us, there were major life changes that happened. And honestly, I found myself, this will surprise people who know me decently well, I actually ended up resigning from a lot of things that I had been involved in, because I found myself needing the time back to focus. I think being in the pandemic, that also adds a level of anxiety that we haven't experienced before. But yeah, it also just feels good to be back, because we both still work in the market research space, and there is still so much to talk about in the world of market research.
So much to talk. Sometimes I like hear us say those things. I'm just like, what is life? If you would have told me 10 years ago that I'd have like, I'd be hosting this podcast on market research. We're like, there's so much to talk about in the market research world. I'm like, okay, what's a podcast? And I think that's where I'd start. I think, though, that like bringing up this notion of you needing to take a step back and resigning from a lot of things that you had committed yourself to. I know that you and I talked a couple of times during, you know, the last 2 years and more, I would even say, of I think you typically like to just say yes to a lot of things, of the things.
Oh yeah.
And there were a lot of times in the last, you know, couple of years where it's like, you know, it's not necessarily reprioritizing, but it's just learning how to say no.
Yep. Or in my case, learning how to not raise my hand in the first place.
Yes. Not feeling like whatever the feeling is, whether it's you feel like you have to prove yourself, you feeling like, I just need to stay involved, or I just need to do this. I need to do this. And I think this is definitely something that we can talk about in an upcoming episode, which we'll get to at the end of this episode of just spitballing. Yep. But I think both of us having some of our major life changes that we will also get to have now required us to just sort of take a step back and just say, like, sometimes what you're doing is enough.
Yes. Yeah,
because it's not necessarily done is better than perfect, which I think a lot of us have to kind of realize what that means. Yeah. But it's also like sometimes the less you do, the less not the smaller number of things you commit yourself to, the better you can do those things.
Right. It's like an inverse relationship, right? The more that you commit to, it's almost like the less you're able to give to all of those things, the less you and that's not to say that there are some people who have the time and mental capacity and social capacity and emotional capacity mm-hmm. to take all of those things on. But if you bring those, the number of things that you're involved in and committed to down, I have found personally, I'm able to actually spend more time and more energy and be more present in the things that I am committed to.
Mm-hmm.
Which let's talk a little bit about the life changes that we've had, the changes, those little things that have happened in our lives.
I mean, she is little.
She is but a wee babe.
She is but a wee babe. No. So one of the reasons why we took the fall off is because I needed a maternity leave. So I was on maternity leave from my job and from this podcast for a significant amount of time. I mean, we went on our normal summer break and then, we extended it for a significant amount of time. But we back, but she's a cute little nugget. We really like her a lot. You know, she's pretty neat. You've met her. She's pretty cool.
She's chill. She is so chill.
She's so chill. We're knocking on all the wood that she stays that way. It would be appreciated if at least for like, while she can't walk, if she could just be chill. But yeah, so she's pretty good. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about this season is that return from parental leave. How did it feel going on leave? Nerve-wracking. It's hard. Like,
yeah,
it was a very interesting, like, I guess, shift in mindset, I think, I think so much of your early career is just go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle.
Yep.
Say yes, say yes, say yes.
Yep.
Like what we were just talking about, there is a season, if that's the way that you feel called to do your, you know,
live your life.
Yeah, to live your life or, you know, proceed in your profession. Cool. But then to sit back and say, like, I am not going to work for a significant amount of time. It's a really interesting shift in behaviors and attitudes. And you place a lot of trust in a lot of people that everything's going to be okay, personally and professionally.
Yeah.
So I know that's something that I want to talk about. The going on leave, the being on leave, the coming back from leave. I remember talking to you. That was a really gross laugh. We can edit that out. But I remember before going on leave, talking to you and saying, okay, she's coming in early August. I think that we could probably start recording again in like October. I think October would be fine.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? Like, what was I thinking? There is no way that I could have scheduled anything. Like, I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, actually, because one of our favorite podcasts, one of the hosts is going on leave. And we were like, oh, she says that she's only going to be gone for a month and then she's going to come back. And I told her, I was like, there's just no way. Like, we just didn't know. Like, and we'll talk about this later, but life is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
In those first few months, and you are at the mercy of those naps and those dark rooms and the white noise and
the walks,
the feeding. Like, there is absolutely no way that I could have scheduled a bi-weekly audio recording. Like, I would sit down and be like, okay, now I can pump.
Yeah.
And it's like, she knew. She's like, ah, you're 3 minutes into a pump. Let me wake up. You know?
Yeah.
So returning in the fall did not happen, and that's fine. I think we were both okay with that. It was just sort of you left the ball in my court, and I let it sit there for a while. And that's okay. So yep. Here we are. Here that we was are. My big life change. That, I mean, that's the big one. All the other ones like just don't matter.
They just pale in comparison, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 On my side, I ended up with a career shift, and a pretty mm-hmm. significant career shift, away from being involved in doing research and analysis, market research, even though I was kind of stepping back a little bit from that anyway, in the first role that I had at Zappi, being a kind of a strategic advisor to customers on, like, let's set up research programs, like actual research programs for you, for ad testing or innovation testing. And I moved away from that, and I felt like I took a leap of faith, and I feel like Zappi supported me in that leap of faith and moving into a leadership role within the company. And it was interesting because a couple of weeks ago, we were going through our goal setting process for the year. And I have been for so many years in this industry, I have been involved in analysis and in running research projects and doing presentations and coming up with stories and mm-hmm. analyzing data and all of it. Mm-hmm. And suddenly I found myself, I'm now part of an operations team again, mm-hmm. which is also, we can talk about like things that you see in your career that you keep going back to and you don't really realize it, how often you keep going back to it. Mm-hmm. But I had a little bit of a market research identity crisis mm-hmm. of, okay, wait a minute. I so often my goals have been around getting research done. And now my goals are completely different.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to talk about changes in career. It's something you and I have talked about before, the many things that you can do within market research. And for some reason, even though I have been in market research operations a few times before, it never occurred to me, like, I think we've talked about you sell, you are on the vendor side and you're always selling services to do market research, mm-hmm. or your customer side and you're always doing analysis and stakeholder management. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sub that, you have your data analysts versus your storytellers versus your salespeople. What I don't think, at least I personally never really appreciated, was there's also this whole world of operational leadership mm-hmm. and just operations, period, and what that means and what that looks like and how it's still so necessary in any organization. But it looks so different because you aren't being an analyst, you aren't doing sales, and you aren't managing stakeholders. If anything, your stakeholders go from being external stakeholders to being internal stakeholders.
Yep.
And yeah, that'll be another topic that we discuss. And I think, honestly, could be something that we end up doing a few episodes on, because
I think so.
There's a lot.
I think that's huge. Well, and I also think, like, you've also talked about, and it'll be something that we dig into, but like that identity crisis of, am I still a market researcher?
Yeah.
If I'm not doing the research or yeah. any of those things. So I think that that is something that we definitely need to talk about. I think your other fun personal update, personal, it's still professional, but moving from this leadership IC kind of role, individual contributor, let's not use what is it called,
acronyms.
Yeah, okay, I don't know, one of those. I'm still, can I still say like I have new mom brain? I think. Ooh. I can.
Absolutely.
Forever? Do I get to do that forever?
Exactly. Yes. Because let me tell you, as a mom of a child who is older, it never goes away. You're always worried. You're always thinking about them. That your brain never is like 100% ever focused on your life. There's always a portion of it dedicated to someone else. Yeah.
Well, and like both of those words are more than five letters. And right now Wordle is kind of taking up all of my like thinking of words, and they're only five letters long.
That's fair.
You know, although, because this is what happens. Let's veer. Have you heard of Nerdle?
No.
It's Wordle in math equations. Mm-hmm. I'll send you the link.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, it's long. Like, it's not five. It's like 10 spaces or something like that. And so you do like order of operations. Like, you make up all of these like different things, and it tells, yeah, like Nerdle, also been taking up some time.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah. Okay. Snap back. I think another topic that we need to talk about is moving from this individual contributor role. And now you have direct reports.
Uh-oh.
I can.
Okay. Your screen totally froze.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I can still hear you.
I am going. There we go. Okay. I don't know what happened. Our internet up here in the office has been really weird and really wonky lately.
So, anyhow. Okay. I will go back because I didn't get any response from you. Did you hear what I was going to say?
No.
Okay, no. Great. I was like, I was expecting more, but your face was just like, I'm like, no, but like, this is like an important thing for you. And then you just go, uh-oh. And I'm like, oh no. Anyways. So I think something else that we need to talk about is you moving from this IC role, this individual contributor role, into a life where you have direct reports.
Yep.
You're responsible for people's well-being, basically.
Basically, yes. Have had to learn what my management style is and how do I do that. And having the stress of having to review resumes for someone who is going to report to me, and mm-hmm. having to interview people, and that whole experience was such a trip. Because again, being in operations, it was like, do I actually need this person to have a market research background for the thing that I need them to do? Mm-hmm. And the person that I hire, she doesn't have a market research background, but she has service background. And I think because of that and the program that I lead, which is a service program of layered over a tech, it has worked out so beautifully. But the stress around the idea of, okay, I'm going to hire someone. Are they going to work out? Are they going to be good? Is this going to fit? Are we going to have a good fit together? Because you interview someone, you only get however long that interview is.
Yeah.
It's a spotlight into someone. And let's face it, anyone who is a good interviewer is making sure that they are presenting the best version of themselves as a candidate for a role. I mean, that just goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, well, I like this part, but when we get to the day-to-day gritty and things get stressful, how are you going to handle that? And then after that, just things like, okay, now I have to think about pay raises and reviews and career development.
Advocating to people who don't know her.
Yes.
And aren't involved in the day-to-day of her role. Like, how do you advocate for her without having her next to you?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then also when it comes to the career development things, you know, what is she comfortable taking on right now? And where do I want to get her? And does where I want her to end up match where she wants to end up? Mm-hmm. Just so many more considerations about that. And I have to say, I have a ton more respect for anyone who makes that leap into a management position, because it's a very different set of concerns, worries, responsibilities that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
But I think, like, also when you talk about career development, I also, sure, like, we can talk about that, but I also want to talk to you about your career development. Like, you got yourself into this position.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that. What was your experience like? How did you get there? How did you know? How did you identify personally that it was a path that you wanted to pursue? And then how did you prepare yourself for that? If you did, and if you didn't, maybe what are some things that you would have changed? What are some things that you would have done differently than what you did do? And what are there resources that you accessed? And it was, absolutely, you know, like that kind of work. So,
yeah.
So I think all of that to say, I think that we definitely have enough content and things to talk about.
Absolutely.
To get us, you know, through the rest of the season. I think that, for people, folks that are new listeners, came to us in the middle of last season, how we kind of wrapped up last season was not like super typical. I say it's not super typical, except like we've only been doing this for a year. 2 years, actually. I think, like, because you invited me on to podcast with you like the second week of quarantine, which was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Holy 2 years ago. And I thought that it was just going to be fun because for 2 weeks we weren't allowed to leave our house. So I might as well just talk to you.
Right. I remember you being like, yeah, sure. Why not? What else am I going to do?
What else am I going to do? Like, there's nothing going on for 2 weeks, but in 3 weeks I got plans that got canceled.
And then canceled again, and then canceled again. Yeah.
Ay. So I think we've got some really fun stuff coming up. I also think we are working on re-releasing and doing kind of re-releasing our 101 series. Yep. I would like to, and this might not be until next season just because we do have some limited amount of time this season, because I think we'll record until the end of May, and so that gives us just a few episodes for a very short season. But I think next season we've talked about doing like our D&I version our D&I series version 2.0.
Yep.
I do think that it's a conversation that can't just happen once. We need to keep having it. So
absolutely.
Well, we will be doing that. I know that we talked about we were going to do it again in this season, but you know, I took a longer leave than we, which is fine.
But I think it'll be, what I'm excited about there is being able to set up some discussions with the same people that we had on the podcast before.
Mm. And
it kind of see where are things now? What changes have they seen happen in the past couple of years related to diversity, equity, and inclusion? Because I think there have been some changes, especially in the market research world. I don't think there have been nearly enough changes.
And were they sustainable? Like, was it just a conversation that happened once and never happened again?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Are we taking baby steps when we could be taking giant leaps? I think there's a lot that could be discussed there.
Was there only one baby step that happened because it was supposed to be baby steps and there weren't any baby steps? It was only one tiny
only
thing.
One thing to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally fair.
So
awesome.
I think that's a great way to just give a brief introduction into season three.
Yeah. Careers this season, career changes, career options,
transitions. We'll talk about growth. We'll see how much we have time for in this season, but I know we have a lot of stuff that we've really been wanting to talk about. And I think we're going to focus the rest of this season just on chatting with each other, maybe an interview here or there, but you're going to hear a lot of just
talk. Us.
talk between friends, which I hear is pretty fun.
People have seemed to enjoy it. So yeah, we'll continue.
Most of the time. Most of the time. Okay, Z. Well, we're going to chat in a couple of weeks. We'll continue to release the 101 series just in the odd weeks for listeners, just to get reacquainted.
Yep.
And to continue to develop their own skills. Like,
absolutely.
That, the purpose of that series. And there are more topics that we want to talk about in that series. So we're going to keep going on it as we find people that want to talk to us.
Yeah.
That are experts in those fields.
Yep. As we said earlier, there is so much to talk about in the world of market research. Who would have thought?
What is my life? What's a podcast? All right, Z, we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Christina.
Okay, bye.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode of MR Explorer. You can find us online at MRXPLORER, that's MRExplorer.com, or you can find us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Links will be in the show notes. Please like, subscribe, and we look forward to exploring more topics about market research with you soon.